In the deeply sexualized world of global pop culture, adolescents get a load of very mixed messages. Be beautiful. Be awesome. Be an outcast. For women, sexualized messages begin early. And while they may say it's okay to be sexy, they don't ever say why. And more likely, girls get told about how to be hot. Sex so hot, you'll need to crank the AC. Oh my goddess, the sex move he will worship you for. Those are typical recent headlines from Cosmopolitan, which made its name as the magazine that told young women it's okay to be upfront about sex, but today tells women that it's okay as long as you know how to please men. Two women who want to change all that have created a magazine called Sentient. It looks different from what you see on newsstands. Titles like Owning Sexual Identities, Staying Sexually Active After 50, BDSM, Setting the Scene for Safe Play. But editor-in-chief Rebecca Church and creative director Cynthia Spence explain people shouldn't be put off by the somewhat egghead-sounding headlines. They are all about pleasure, getting responsible fun and satisfaction from sex rather than rating orgasms for men.
That whole how to keep your man happy, the language might be a little bit different, but how to be wild in bed, it's all sort of an outward attainment where our focus is totally on women taking responsibility for finding out what they like and then building the skills to ask for what they want. Mm.
An inside-out experience of sexuality, absolutely personalized and centered.
And do you think young people are as interested in this as more experienced women who maybe have gone through the whole, you know, what your man loves in bed kind of cosmopolitan era?
We think young women really need this.
Yeah, we don't think they've been introduced to it before. This is a brand new conversation. I mean, you know, maybe it's not brand new, but this is the first time that it's happening in such a big way. So they've never been exposed to it before. I think a lot of young women don't have a concept of sexuality as something that is self-referent. I think it's, you know, the imagery that they get from media, the messaging that they're getting is that their sexuality is a function in reference to what someone else will find attractive.
What do you think the first encounter with sexuality in the media for young women typically is?
We'd have to start with girls.
Right.
You know, not just young
little
women.
Little girls, right. Absolutely, yeah. Tiny. Oh, yeah, this is a great question. I have a 4-year-old niece. She's going to be 4 in September. And you know, she watches the Disney Channel and, you know, some music videos that her parents let her watch. And already, you know, she's with the kind of sexy posing and wanting to take pictures. And I'm going, where are you getting this from? I'm not saying that it's good or bad, but, I it's so woven into the fabric.
And it's not
of,
honest necessarily. It's
right.
It's not an invitation. It's an invitation to look racy.
Right.
But it's not an invitation to talk about it.
That's right. That's right. That's a great point. So there's all this imagery. There's women looking sexy and posing sexy, but there's no conversation around it. Absolutely.
And that's where you guys come in.
Sure.
And actually we haven't actually talked about this. I love that we're going very early into girlhood because, you know, when we really want to catch the 20-year-olds. We want to talk about what's going on in campuses. You know, I think we've come really far in terms of empowerment and talking about, you know, girls can do anything, but there's still this deference that's happening. And, you know, we certainly feel like we're reaching the mothers of mm-hmm. daughters.
Sure.
And we just have this open platform and mission to teach sexual agency.
Is there a danger, though, that you can sound maybe too academic or maybe too sort of politicized?
No.
Owning sexual identities, sexual agency in a sex-negative world, it's a little sort of off the let's have fun kind of.
We do have humor. I mean, we have Bootylicious, and
okay.
We really do try and find a mix. We have a centerfold. So we're going to have a centerfold for each issue, and that's sexually empowered women of all ages, sizes, colors, showing what it's like to feel great and vital and sensual.
Yeah, and I'd actually like to speak to your question about the danger of becoming over-politicized. We're not really interested in politicizing sex. It's not about that. It has to be part of the conversation because it's the climate that we live in. But our mission is for women to discover their sexuality as an aspect of themselves mm-hmm. and empower it. So if you flip through the magazines, there's a great blend of conversations happening. There's many, many topics. There's the kind of politicized sexual agency in a sex negative world. And then, you know, there's a, you know, an entire article on arousal and the benefits of arousal and women finding their arousal. So we are very pleasure focused, but, you know, at the heart, it's about agency. And I don't necessarily think that agency is a political conversation. I think it's a very, very personal conversation.
What's the role of men in a magazine like this?
Yeah, yeah. We do have male voices.
Yeah.
We do have an LGBTQ audience and writers as well.
Absolutely. Very, very definitely. You know, as a heterosexual woman, I want to include my male partners in my journey. My journey may not be about them, but they're included. So we love the male voice.
What do you think the challenge for a women's magazine is in these times when the whole idea of gender seems to be in flux, where there's just a whole sense of transformation going on in the notion of what it even is to be homosexual, heterosexual, male, female, anything?
Yeah, our first issue covered that. How do you identify? And
yeah,
that whole, you know, range, that scale of what, 1 to 10, how we swing, I think it was beautifully articulated by our audience.
I think it's a really beautiful conversation, this kind of loosening of identity and throwing away labels. I mean, how does that impact a magazine that's about women's sexuality? We just roll it into the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Finally, do you think a magazine like this can be a tool for young women going off to college who are worried about sexual abuse and the horrible statistics that are associated with the inability to say or to communicate no when no is what's meant, and mixed signals, or in the case of some young women, you know, being raped?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes back to agency. And through the education available through the magazine, through the stories and experiences of other women, I think it absolutely can help, younger college-age women start to connect with their own sense of agency so that they are more discriminating and they are more likely to speak out. In that sense, I do believe that Sentien is going to be a great support to women and in reducing, hopefully, incidents of sexual violence.
Rebecca Church is publisher and editor-in-chief of Sentien Magazine, a conversation about women's sexuality. Cynthia Spence is the creative director. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
so
much.